With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
This never gets easy.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had a news briefing on the mass shooting at a skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Building security camera footage shows the shooter enter the lobby, turn right, and immediately open fire on an NYPD officer. He then shoots a woman who took cover behind a pillar and proceeds through the lobby, spraying it with gunfire.
Four people, including an off-duty NYPD officer, were shot to death. The fifth person was wounded by the gunman, who Tisch says later took his own life. The suspect, identified as 27-year-old Shane Tamora of Las Vegas, had a documented mental health history, according to police. The building the suspect targeted is home to the headquarters of both the NFL and Blackstone, one of the world's largest investment firms, among other tenants. Suspect in custody in Nevada, and three people are dead following a shooting outside a casino in Reno. A gunman opened fire just outside the Grand Sierra Resort. Three other people were wounded and taken to the hospital. President Trump has cut the ribbon on his new golf course and resort in Aberdeen, Scotland, noting it was not easy to get to this point.
This has been an unbelievable development. The land, they said it couldn't get zoned. It was an impossibility. And Sean Connery said, let the bloody bloke build his golf course. Once he said that, everything came into line.
The president dedicating the new course in memory of his late mother, quoting Mr. Trump, my mother was born here, and she loved it. On Wall Street this morning, checking stock futures, the Dow futures up 29 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian lawmaker fights assisted suicide.
15 years ago, Andrew Lawton tried to take his own life and nearly succeeded, but he got help and has since overcome his mental illness. And as a member of the Canadian Parliament, he's warning his fellow lawmakers not to expand assisted suicide. There's a bill under consideration that would allow mentally ill people who do not suffer from a terminal disease to take their own lives. And Lawton says if such a law existed 15 years ago, he would be dead. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faith leaders across the U.S. are hoping a bipartisan bill in Congress might finally provide relief to an immigration issue that has been vexing them for more than 2 years. In March 2023, the Biden administration made a sudden change in how the government processes green cards for religious workers that has threatened the ability of many to continue ministering in the United States. And no exact numbers exist. This is SRN News. As a star football player, he was known as Prime Time. Now, Coach Prime is poised to make a comeback from cancer.
University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders says he had bladder cancer, but plans to coach this season. Oncologist Dr. Janet Kukreja said the cancer was aggressive. Sanders' bladder was removed.
And I am pleased to report that the results from the surgery are that he is cured from the cancer.
I'm truly thankful that God is so good.
Wearing a cowboy hat, overalls, and sunglasses, Coach Sanders says it was dynamic, tough. It wasn't a cakewalk. He plans to coach the Buffaloes this fall. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Federal Reserve expected to leave its short-term interest rate unchanged tomorrow for the fifth straight time. It's a move that will likely underscore the deep divide between how Chairman Jerome Powell and President Trump view the economy, the Fed itself increasingly divided over what it should do next. More details at SRNnews.com.